As an expert teacher, Pope Benedict begins his letter by analysing the term love. It's a term used and misused in a wide variety of ways. He wants to highlight the passionate love between man and woman, that ecstatic love often called eros. But eros needs to be disciplined and purified if it's to become truly dignified and genuinely human.
Let's first of all bring to mind the vast semantic range of the word love. We speak of love of country, love of one's profession, love between friends, love of work, love between parents and children, love between family members, love of neighbour, and love of God. Amid this multiplicity of meanings, however, one in particular stands out. Love between man and woman, where body and soul are inseparably joined, and human beings glimpse an apparently irresistible promise of happiness. This would seem to be the very epitome of love. All other kinds of love immediately seem to fade in comparison. So we need to ask, are all these forms of love basically one, so that love, in its many and varied manifestations, is ultimately a single reality? Or are we merely using the same word to designate totally different realities?
Pope Benedict goes on to propose the unity between love as eros or desire and love as agape or self-giving. Eros should grow into a deep concern and care for the other. Then it will no longer be obsessed with seeking itself, but will seek the good of the beloved. It will renounce things and be ready for self-sacrifice. At the end, the Pope proposes a balance between love as receiving and love as giving.
Even if eros is at first mainly covetous, a fascination for the great promise of happiness in drawing near to the other, it is less and less concerned with itself, increasingly seeks the happiness of the other, is concerned more and more with the beloved, bestows itself, and wants to be there for the other. The element of agape thus enters into this love, for otherwise eros is impoverished and even loses its own nature.
In his encyclical, Pope Benedict tackles next the complex relationship between justice and love. On the one hand, the Church is bound to encourage the development of a more just society by the competent political authorities. On the other hand, political initiatives for a more just society can never eliminate the need for the practice of love. In the complex scene of today, the Pope encourages better cooperation between the agencies of the Church and of the State. He welcomes the work of numerous organizations committed to achieving solutions for the social and political problems of our world.